The woman in the Bible who was very old when she had a baby is called... Hmm. It's a name that we're looking for, you know.
Huh?
It's just a name that we're looking for. Right. Well, it's also a line of frozen cakes. Something Lee. Frozen cakes.
Sarah?
Yeah. Did you ever watch Little House on the Prairie?
Very, a little of it, yes.
You probably don't remember this, but there was this little girl there who had blonde hair. Mm. And she was kind of nasty and kind of spoiled brat. Do you happen to remember what her name was?
No, I don't.
Okay, would you pronounce Nellie for me?
Nellie?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And have you ever, what would you call a preacher that travels around?
Circuit riders.
Okay. What would you call an unordained preacher that isn't very good at what he does?
Hmm.
Have you ever seen one of those or heard?
Yeah, I've seen and heard of them.
Well, would you call him, have you heard him called a jackleg preacher?
Well, I've used the term jackleg for, I've never really connected it to preachers, but, you know, a jackleg plumber, a jackleg lawyer, somebody that that is kind of really not professional, that's passing themselves off as something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess the term might have started with a preacher, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it could apply to any profession.
What about the person who decides a case in a court of law? Who's that?
The judge.
Uh-huh. Some body parts. This is...
hair.
And these are?
Ears.
And a man grows a...
beard.
Uh-huh. You speak with your...
mouth.
Uh-huh. And one of your teeth is a...
molar?
Well, one of your teeth is...
tooth.
Uh-huh. And what connects your head and your body?
Your neck.
Uh-huh. Inside you might have a sore...
throat.
Mm-hmm. You walk around on your...
feet.
Mm-hmm. One of those is a...
foot.
Uh-huh. And you might kick your... kick up your...
heels.
Uh-huh. And what propels you forward when you walk?
Your leg.
Uh-huh. And we can bend our legs and our arms because we have what?
We have joints.
Uh-huh. And what do we digest food with?
Our stomach.
Mm-hmm. If you are not weak, you are...
strong.
Mm-hmm. If you feel not too well, you could say you're sick. How?
Well, you're upset. Your stomach's upset.
Or you're sick.
You're nauseated.
You're sick something, your stomach.
Sick in my stomach.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And if you can't talk anymore, it might be because you're...
horse.
Mm-hmm. And the animal that you ride is a...
a horse.
Do you pronounce them the same, you think? Horse and horse?
Yeah.
Okay. If your joints are giving you pain, you might have...
arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a sharp pain right down here, it's called what?
Appendicitis.
Okay. Now, here's a disease that we don't have anymore, usually, because we have shots for it. But it used to be a disease that was dangerous to kids, and it began as a sore throat.
Polio, meningitis?
Well, I wish we didn't have meningitis anymore.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard of diphtheria?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Diphtheria.
Uh-huh. And... have you heard of that disease that people get in Colorado from ticks?
Lyme disease?
Well, before Lyme disease, there was another one. It still is up there. But it's different from Lyme disease. Because Lyme disease came from the East.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of it?
No.
Okay.